Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Key City Council panel is set to vote today on a revised curfew proposal that some say raises significant constitutional questions. The proposal would allow Chicago's police chief, with consent from a top mayoral aide, to issue an immediate 3-hour curfew anywhere in the city. Sheila Betty is a clinical law professor at Northwestern University and says the proposal could lead to racially biased curfew decisions.
The city should definitely anticipate litigation being filed over this proposal. The idea that a curfew could be imposed in a particular geographical area targeting a group of young people that CPD will have predicted will be engaging in some sort of unlawful activity, racial profiling, is a really serious concern.
Proponents, including 31 council members who signed on, think it will be a preventative tool for police who are working to combat, quote, teen takeovers that can turn violent. Chicago Fire Department Captain David Meyer was remembered yesterday as a dedicated firefighter, loyal friend, and supportive father. Meyer died a week ago today. The 54-year-old was helping put out a garage fire when it collapsed. Caitlin Meyer spoke at her father's funeral.
David John Meyer was an amazing father to me and my three siblings. A devoted grandfather and a loving husband to our mom for the past 32 years. And losing him has been incredibly hard on everyone in our family and those in this room.
A 44-year-old Chicago man is accused of setting the fire that took Meyer's life and is charged with murder and arson. An international student forced to leave Chicago for India this month says his legal immigration status has been restored, but he's not sure if he wants to come back. WBEZ is not naming the student. He's one of hundreds who had their right to go to school and work in the U.S. abruptly terminated earlier this month. Then last week, federal officials announced they're reversing course. But the student says that for now, he's probably not coming back.
Anything like this can happen again, and I want to make sure that my future is secure. I am able to study, work, and then move on to the next goal that I have in life.
He plans to apply to PhD programs in Germany and hopefully return to the United States as a college professor when things are calmer. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra won't have a full-time music director until 2027, but the group's next maestro, Klaus McCullough, is in town this weekend for a series of concerts, offering a look into the orchestra's artistic future. Ricardo Muddy retired as music director in 2023. Now players say they're eager to see what direction their new maestro will take them in. Here's longtime orchestra bassoonist Bill Buckman speaking from Orchestra Hall.
To have sort of one main leader of our artistic vision is something that I think we're really looking forward to having again. We have yet to discover from Klaus what his vision for the orchestra will be.
McCullough conducts concerts Thursday through Sunday. Some more things you should know today. The U.S. Department of Education is launching an investigation into Chicago public schools for the district's Black Student Success Plan. The investigation was prompted by a complaint from a national group that has challenged race-based initiatives for years. Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Craig Traynor, says the Black Student Success Plan is a case of the district allocating, quote, additional resources to favored students on the basis of race. The Black Student Success Plan calls for doubling the number of Black male teachers and reducing suspensions for Black students, among other aims. A new study out of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign shows how a data tool can help curb health disparities among patients. The predictive index considers the patient's demographics, medical history, and socioeconomic factors, like distance to hospitals and insurance status. Researchers say the tool can accurately predict which patients need more consistent care, which has the potential to reduce health disparities on a population level. Mark Turcott is Illinois' newest poet laureate. He's a member of the Turtle Mountain band Anishinaabe. Much of his work deals with his personal experiences as a Native American living in the Midwest. Turcott also serves as poet-in-residence at Chicago's DePaul University. In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker says Turcott's writings reflect, quote, the complex and beautiful landscape of both our state and the country as a whole. Turcott replaces outgoing laureate Angela Jackson, who was appointed in 2020.
Today's weather will be cloudy with windy conditions and a high near 61. Then tonight, we'll experience some showers and there's a chance of thunderstorms with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, there's a chance of thunderstorms in the morning and in the afternoon. It will be windy and warmer with a high near 65. That's it for the show. If you'd like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nebbi Gutday. Thanks for listening.